Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm sitting in front of one of the guys that I admire an awful lot. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, is the administrator of the SBA. And this is my second administration to work with the SBA. It's been a lot of fun for me, but especially getting to know this guy in front of me. And I'm just going to bring him in here quickly because you've heard him before, you've met him before, and you know who he is. Hector Barreto is the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Hector, welcome to the show.
Good morning, good friend.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you here. As always, thank you for coming down and visiting with us face-to-face. We've done this many times off where we didn't see each other, and we've done it a few times face-to-face, but this is better.
Absolutely.
We're glad to have you here, and I want to talk about, we're going to talk about the SBA, but before we do that, there's another little bit of business I want to take care of. Hector, I met your dad once at one of these conferences, and I know how much he meant to you. He passed away recently, and I'd like for you to tell us his name.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I have to tell you, I'm a junior. I'm Hector Barreto, Jr. My father was Hector Barreto, Sr., and I'm so glad that you had a chance to meet him. He passed away this weekend. He had been sick for about the last year, but I tell people all the time when I travel around the country that he meant so much to me for a lot of reasons. Not only was he an incredible father, but he was a great leader. He taught me everything I know about small business. He was the first entrepreneur I ever met. And he was also a nationally known leader. He was the founder of the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He advised presidents of the United States. And so he's left me a great legacy, and I pledge to continue his great work. And I've just been overwhelmed. And I thank you very much. This is a surprise that you mentioned it, but I've just been overwhelmed this week with the letters and the calls and the emails. You know, he touched a lot of people's lives, and I'm proud of that.
Well, you ought to be, and I wanted you to know that I'd like to dedicate this show today to the celebration of his life.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on this week. This is, as you know, this is my seventh year to help the SBA celebrate their Small Business Week, and this is a big day and a big week for small business owners. I say every day is Small Business Day and Small Business Week because you and I both know how important they are, but this is the one week that we officially set aside to hold our chins up just a little bit higher, our chest out a little bit more spring in our step, and be just a little bit prouder to be small business owners.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. I have just been so excited and amazed. You know, we knew it was going to be good when we opened up this conference. We just didn't know how good it could be. This is going to be the second full day. We started off yesterday, and you were with us. You started off with us earlier because you were here for the National Advisory Council
right.
as well. But just the enthusiasm, the excitement, the passion that we've been seeing at all of the events, it's just incredible. And my sense of this is it's going to keep building
right.
and building and building until we get to the end of tomorrow. And it's just great.
Well, you know, the SBA is a brand. It has its own products, just like any small business does. But these expos have become a brand of their own, haven't they? I mean, they've sort of taken on a little bit of a life of their own. They've got their own buzz and people around the country. I saw people this year here in attendance this year who have been here in the past. They were winners in the past. I just recognized them. And I saw them again here this year, and I know they weren't getting recognized for anything. They just came back.
Well, that's absolutely right. And this is starting to become a tradition. And, you know, they deserve it. That's why we do this. You know, it hasn't been that long ago that when we did Small Business Week, some people thought of it as a non-event.
Right.
You know, a few hundred people would show up. And I used to say, wait a second, this is National Small Business Week. There should be thousands of people
mm-hmm.
here and even thousands more who can't be here, but they can share it through your radio show, through the Internet websites, through the media that we do. And that's what's happening. We're really shining a spotlight on our champions, Jim. I know they're your champions, too. These small business people and the incredible things that they do for our country and for their communities.
Well, and we've said it here on the show many times. I know you do, too. But what I want to get to now is I want to get to some of the events that are happening this week. The National Advisory Council, as you mentioned, met earlier in the week and talked about a lot of different ways that we can help you to even grow this thing bigger and better in all the SBA activities all during the year. But let's talk about what's happening right now. Yesterday we kicked everything off, had a couple had a luncheon and a big event at the dinner. Today there are so many things going on. There are a lot of simultaneous things. We got matchmaking. We got panels, expert panels, and we got a breakfast, the women's breakfast that we're going to talk about a little bit later on with some of the other guests. And tell us about the matchmaking.
Well, I'll tell you, when we thought about putting this event together, we thought to ourselves, look, small business people can't afford to waste their time or their money, so let's do something that's going to have a great impact. And you're right, we started off yesterday with a champions luncheon where we gave out awards to small businesses who have made significant contributions to their community, not just they have been successful. By the way, the keynote speaker was Bill Rancic, the apprentice, the winner of the Donald Trump Apprentice Show.
I got to meet him. That was fun.
He's a great guy. And the reason I thought it was significant is that he's an entrepreneur. In other words, out of 215,000 people that competed on that show, the one that won was the small business person. I know that you and I aren't surprised about that. We had a great reception yesterday at Disney's Animal Kingdom. There was a lot of fun and excitement there. The chairman of Orange County, Chairman Crotty, welcomed us. Today we're going to have a woman's breakfast. We're expecting something close to 3,000 fired-up women business owners there. This event's going to be all about them. We're going to do a ribbon cutting where we're going to open up the convention center to about 400 exhibitors. Business matchmaking starts today. We think that we're going to set up something close to 3,000 one-on-one appointments between the small businesses that are here and hundreds of buyers of the federal agencies and corporate America. There's seminars going on here. Yesterday there was a Department of Defense seminar that drew over 200 small business people. So there is a lot going on here these next couple of days.
One of the things, I want to talk about the matchmaking for just a second, because there's a new wrinkle to the matchmaking that we talked about a little earlier in the week. And that is a little... I've forgotten what it's called, but it's like a training course prior to the matchmaking. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Sure.
This is really important. This is a very important addition to the matchmaking.
Well, you know, we learn every time we do something. And, you know, we were doing these business matchmaking events, very successful. You know, over the last 2 years, we've set up 15,000 mm-hmm. appointments and really helped a lot of small businesses get contracts and access. But a lot of these folks would say to us, look, we'd like to get some training so that we could really maximize the opportunity. We started doing these a month before the matchmaker.
Right. What are they called?
Well, these are the actual training sessions for the business matchmaking sessions.
Right.
And then we do the major event a month later.
Right. Stand by, Mr. Administrator. Administrator Hector Barreto is with us. We're going to be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm in Orlando, Florida. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. Visiting with one of my good friends, Hector Barreto, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and an outstanding ball of energy and goodwill for small business. Hector, I just want to thank you on behalf of all small business owners who know what you're doing for small business and those who are yet to find out, which we're going to continue to tell them. I want to thank you for your untiring efforts on behalf of small business.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I got to tell you, I got to match your energy and your creativity and all those small businesses that we represent, but it's an honor to do it.
It's easy to pick up on their energy, isn't it?
It really is. It's infectious. I tell you, they give me so much, and they really help me to do my job.
When people ask me about what I do, I say, look, I work for the most worthy people in the world. And you know what I say, and I think you agree with me, what's good for small business is good for the world.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Hector, let's get back into some of the things that are going on this week. We mentioned the business matchmaking. And folks, you're going to hear, of course, you've heard me talk about this a lot. In fact, I'm going to do an interview, yesterday I did an interview with one of your attendees talking about how she got some business. I'm trying to think of her name. But anyway, I did one yesterday with her, and so the matchmaking event, folks, is a whole parallel universe almost beside the expo. I mean, it's part of the expo, but it's this whole other beehive going on in addition to the training events the expert panels, the all the other things that are going on this week.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's a good way of putting it. You know, business matchmaking has become so successful that we do these events now as standalone events. We'll be doing an event in Philadelphia. We're going to be going to Detroit. We'll be doing a couple of other matchmaking events. And that's just going to be a regular part of our program. And the reason why, it's very simple, is that small businesses need the same thing that big businesses need. They need more business. Anything that we can do to help them get a contract with the federal government or with corporate America, they're going to be very, very appreciative of that. And, you know, last year we just got our numbers. The federal government bought $62.5 billion worth of goods and services just from small businesses.
Wow. That's a lot. And a lot more because of, there was a lot bigger number because of the matchmaking. Under your watch, that the matchmaking has come about, and congratulations on that. One of the things I like to do is I like to point people to the website. Tell us about that.
Well, that website, as you know, is getting 1 million visitors every week now, 15 million hits a week. It's SBA.gov, and that's your website. That's where you can go get information on all of our loan programs, all of our training programs, the contracting programs. You can get all kinds of information, register, download forms. You can even register for events like business matchmaking and also these expos.
Absolutely. And of course, most people listening have probably by now decided they're not coming because we're already in the middle of this. There may be some local folks who are listening who will be headed on over. But not to worry, because those who can't come, who haven't been able to come this week, we'll be able to participate to some degree on the website. You're going to be doing some streaming, right?
Streaming. Yep. We're going to try to share that with all the folks that couldn't be here. We know sometimes people, because of scheduling or other issues, can't make it. But I know they're with us in spirit, and we want to share this with them and get them excited about next year.
Right. Now, we've got, what is it, 3 or 4 different expert panels that are going to be going on today and I think maybe tomorrow. You got lots of experts coming in here to talk about their ideas, to introduce some things that maybe their organizations are doing, some best practices, that sort of thing. That's going on today, for sure.
Absolutely. Over the next 2 days, and again, we put a lot of thought into this. We asked the small businesses what they wanted. You know, marketing is a big issue. That's been a very successful panel. How to do business with the government, a panel just for women. There's a lot of great events. There's an international trade panel. And we've got experts in every one of those areas. And on top of all that, one of the things that we're so important that we do here is we also award the Small Businesses of the Year.
That's exciting.
One from every state, and then they're all competing for the national award. And that is just it's just so exciting to see them and to give them the recognition. I say that there's so many people that are worthy of this award. Anybody that's nominated is a winner. Obviously,
right.
We already have winners from every state. But one small business in the United States will be selected as the National Small Business of the Year.
And that's going to be announced, and plus the top three runners-up, and those four are going to be announced today at the luncheon.
That's right.
And tomorrow morning, for the 7th year in a row, they'll be on my show introducing the world to them, and that's my favorite day of the year because I get to meet these people face-to-face, and I get to talk to them. I get to see the lights come on in their eyes when they talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of where they've come from to getting to the point where they can be nationally recognized.
Well, they're also, as you know, some of the most humble people that you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
They're surprised that they could receive this recognition. But it's the right thing for us to do is, again, you know, acknowledge our heroes.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, there will be, you are also recognizing the procurement winners, the federal contractors, small business contractors.
That's right.
It's going to be at lunch tomorrow and...
That's right. We're going to be that's another big part of Small Business Week, where we talk about those agencies that are doing a great job giving contracts to small businesses and the people that have really overcome obstacles to become successful contractors with the government.
Right.
And so we're going to talk about that. And in the morning, we're also going to be acknowledging our heroes in the disaster office,
right.
People that have really responded and people who overcome tragedy.
Phoenix winners.
To keep succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those are all very important stories.
Mr. Administrator, give us the website one more time.
SBA.gov.
And if they put a /50, that takes them right to the expo pages.
That's right.
Hector, thank you for being here. And we're so proud of you. Thanks for having me here this week, too, by
the way. Thank you very much, Jim.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.